Good morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It's Thursday, July 22nd, 2021. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines for the day. Police reform talks are on life support. Number two, is Congress going to be in all of August? And McCarthy versus Cheney, round 1 million. You're stuck with just me this morning. Anna Palmer has today off. We, like you and like many people who listen to this podcast and read Punch Bowl News, are very focused on the president's top legislative item, an infrastructure and social safety net bill. But in the last day or so, we hear that another priority, police reform talks, have all but broken down. So after months of talking about police reform and months of deadlines, we were told by multiple people in the negotiation that the process is on life support. Practically everybody that we spoke to agreed with that that characterization, and that is not great for the police reform process, and here's why. Cory Booker, the Democrat from New Jersey, and Tim Scott, the Republican from South Carolina, who have been leading these talks, have basically been meeting regularly, but now it seems like those talks are on ice. We heard from Cory Booker the other day. I spoke to Cory Booker the other day, and he said he was looking for some of the unions that were involved, the sheriff's union specifically, that has been involved with these talks, to start leaning in and start getting stuff done and start putting pressure on people to get a deal together. And that's a big deal. I would say this. I mean, I've been watching these kinds of debates and these kinds of talks for a long time. This is a historic opportunity for all parties involved for police reform, because police reform is tough. It's tough enough to even just get people in the same room, let alone get close to a deal. And they are close to a deal. They have Cory Booker, they have Tim Scott, they have Karen Bass of California, Democrat in the House of Representatives, who's close to her party's leadership. They have the ability and they have the leeway from their leadership to get a deal, but it seems at this point, frankly, that the talks are on ice, and they've blown past every deadline. They thought June, they thought July, they thought they said it has to be before the August recess. So we'll get to this in a minute. There might not be an August recess, so they might have some more time. But floor time at this point is very shaky, is very limited, because there's a lot of stuff on the agenda. So I'll be honest with you. I think that police reform has a long way to go, and I just don't see the incentive at this moment, sitting here today, Thursday, early in the morning, that police reform is going to get done. Second Washington headline for the day is DC going to have a long, hot August. So let's review what happened on infrastructure yesterday. And this is President Joe Biden, as I mentioned at the top, his top legislative item on his agenda. So we've been paying a lot of attention to it. We're going to continue to pay a lot of attention to it. So here's what happened yesterday. The Senate Republicans blocked the Democrats' ability to bring an infrastructure bill to the floor. Chuck Schumer filed what's called cloture on Monday. It's a procedural vote to proceed to the to debating the infrastructure bill. Now, Republicans said, "Listen, there is no infrastructure bill. We haven't finished the deal, so we should hold off." So that failed. But it looks like that's going to come up again on Monday. 22 senators, 11 Republicans and 11 Democrats said that if they get a deal, which it looks like they're going to, they are ready to go on Monday. And that's basically what they said. But this has just becomes really complicated. And I'll tell you why here. If this bipartisan group led by Kyrsten Sinema, Rob Portman, and increasingly people like Mark Warner, and who will be in an event with us next week about access to capital, just a plug right there. You could we have a register link for our virtual event. But anyway, if they could get a deal wrapped up, then Schumer's going to have to get to another procedural vote, and then he's going to have to go to the floor with this deal. So that means, I mean, Mitch McConnell and Republicans are going to want to amend the bipartisan deal, even though Republicans are involved in it. We've been told by senior people in the Republican and the Democratic leadership, John Thune being one of them, that it could take up to 10 days on the Senate floor, to pass the infrastructure bill. That's a long time. That's just a long time to be on the floor. Then you have to wonder what the House is going to do. Peter DeFazio, Democrat of Oregon, our good friends at Politico, Heather Cagle, and Burgess Everett, I believe, and their Hill team had an interesting nugget that Peter DeFazio was angry at the Senate, said he hopes the bipartisan deal fails. Will the House just take up the Senate's bipartisan deal? I don't think so. They're going to want to amend it. Then they got to go to the budget resolution. Bernie Sanders has crafted a $3.5 trillion resolution. That's going to need to be done in the first weeks of August. The Senate is supposed to be in the first week of August. It looks like they're going to be now in the second week of August as well. So it just becomes incredibly difficult. And can Schumer keep all of his people together through several weeks of August? And then remember, once they get those things cleared, once they get the bipartisan infrastructure deal cleared and the budget cleared, they still have to craft the reconciliation package, the meat of the human infrastructure package that will clear the Senate. And I forgot about one thing. It's going to take a long time for those things to get through in the House, the budget deal and the infrastructure package. So we're just looking at a lot of legislating before the fall hits. And then in the fall, we have government funding, we have debt ceiling. So, and then Congress is going to have to pass this reconciliation package, the meat of the Joe Biden's agenda. And then, so this is going to take up a long time, could take to the end of the year. Also, just on that note, we've got our hands on a messaging presentation that the White House is going to give to members of Congress, Senate Democrats and House Democrats today, 23 pages. We have it linked this morning in Punchbowl News, so take a look. Really interesting look at how the White House is framing their agenda. Number three, Kevin McCarthy versus Liz Cheney. So just to recap, Nancy Pelosi banned Jim Jordan and Jim Banks, two conservative House Republicans, from the January 6th commission. In turn, Kevin McCarthy stripped all of his Republican members from this committee. This led Liz Cheney to saying that Pelosi was doing the right thing. And we got wondering, why aren't Republicans doing anything to punish Cheney or to get rid of Cheney or to make it that she's not part of the House Republican Conference? It just seems like that would be logical for them. I'm not suggesting they do it, but we had a great quote from somebody quite morbid. No need to murder somebody who's committing suicide. Dead woman walking. You know, it's a pretty stark statement from a Republican about Liz Cheney, but they just believe Liz Cheney she's not going to win again. Her career is over, they think, and they don't want to do anything about to draw more attention to her. They're trying to win the majority, and they don't think that paying any attention to Cheney makes sense. With that, thanks for listening. Leave us a rating and review. Hit that follow button. You could also subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.